Reverend Al, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Watchman!
His name is...
Watchman!
Al Sharpton.
I got it. Hey!
From New York, where this morning around 9:30, he'll be up in Harlem at Sylvia's and we'll have breakfast with Bernie Sanders. Good morning, Reverend Al.
Good morning, good morning. And yes, I am going to have breakfast and talk with him about his position and clearly want to know what his policies are in terms of dealing with our community. What about Flint, Michigan? What would he do? What about our continual battle in the criminal justice system? Specifically, what kind of attorney generals would he have? What kind of people would he have in terms of the Justice Department Civil Rights Division? I think that it is very important that we deal with the details on his health plan, the details on his education plan. And then on next Thursday, the leaders of top civil rights organizations, Urban League, NAACP, Legal Defense Fund, and Nash Action Network, that I would represent, is meeting with Hillary Clinton. I think we must make the candidates earn our votes. Nobody can wave a wand and deliver the black vote, but what we can do is make them deliver specifics so our community can make decisions for themselves. And so far, I'm hearing a lot of slogans, but I'm not hearing a lot of details. And I think our job is to press them to take us as seriously as they take any other community and any other constituents.
Would you ask him also about any changes he has regarding Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter, started some controversy and questioning of where he stands on issues involving us?
Absolutely, I will question him on that. And then I want to question him on, once he's changed back to saying Black Lives Matter, how? I mean,
exactly.
You can't just say the slogan, how? What are you going to do? And I think that with the Black Lives Matter activists and all of us that have used that slogan, I think that the three young ladies that started that slogan has done a great service giving us a slogan for a feeling. We've got to press the policy in every part of this country. I mean, we're sitting up with a city that was allowed to be poisoned by the state. What would you do about it? Well, that wasn't even mentioned in the Republican debate. And that ought to be top priority. And I think that those are the kinds of things that show whether or not they really feel we matter or not.
Reverend Al, now this is a closed meeting?
This is he and I having breakfast. That's correct.
We've been trying to get him on the air now for weeks to ask him some of these questions that you're going to ask him in these closed meetings. Why?
Well, I will certainly strongly encourage him to come on Tom Jordan's Morning Show if he's going to have a serious shot at getting black voters, as well as Hillary Clinton. And I know Hillary's come on. I think that they cannot take us for granted. And both of them are going to be on my television show Sunday morning. Mm. But they got to do black radio, and they have to invest in black media. And I think that if he really wants to understand where our community is, he has to deal with the people that are on the pulse of our community.
And buy black media.
Yeah.
And buy black media. We're seeing billions of dollars being spent on these campaigns, but we don't see them spent on black media. They are undermining our ability to have a voice while they claim that they care about us. You can't, you know, Sunday's Valentine's Day. Don't just tell me you love me. Show me.
Prove it.